Well, my first guest believes that for women, the very skills and habits that made them successful early on could actually be holding them back as they advance to the next stage of their working lives. Sally Helgeson is the author of How Women Rise. Her work is widely regarded as the gold standard when it comes to women's leadership since the publication of The Female Advantage in 1990, which is still in print. She's written more than 5 books in the field and speaks to audiences all over the world. She had led seminars at Harvard Graduate School of Education, Smith College, and her work has been featured in Fortune, New York Times, Fast Company, and Business Week. Sally, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Barry. Thank you for having me.
So talk about some of these skills and habits that you believe actually hold women back as they progress in their working lives.
Well, it's interesting, as you note, and I think this is true for people, but in general, but certainly for women, there are specific habits and behaviors that can be good early in the career, but that can come to hold them back later on. For example, overvaluing expertise. Working really hard to become an expert at the job you have without at the same time building the relationships and the visibility that will enable you to get known for that job and to position yourself for the next position. Often women will think, you know, all I need to do is be a great expert in this job and I will be chosen for the next job. But it takes a lot more than that. And you don't want to use up all your bandwidth by focusing on expertise. Also, becoming perfect at the job you have just basically shows you're perfect at the job you have, and it can make you indispensable to your boss. And I've seen that happen a lot.
Yeah, I think that comes with most people as they develop in their career. They think that all you got to do is just be really good at your job, that there's nothing else. But there's a lot more to being successful in your job than just being good at your job. Sometimes being good at your job, Sally, you know, is kind of table stakes.
That's exactly right. And I think for women, especially because if they're the first in a position or they feel that there's some skepticism among their boss or among coworkers about whether they're up to the job, they get overly invested in proving how good they are.
And so is one of the things that people have to learn is they have to know where and when and how to leverage relationships?
Exactly. And this is something that's been fascinating to me for years. Back in The Female Advantage in 1990, I identified the ability to build strong relationships as one of women's real great strengths in the workplace. And it has, in the almost 30 years since then, indeed proven to be so. But as I work with women around the world, I began to become fascinated by if women are so great at building relationships, and if relationships are so important in organizations of every size now, why aren't women better at using the relationships that they have to get higher? And what I learned by doing a lot of interviews with women and working with them in workshops is that whereas women are good at building relationships, they're often reluctant to leverage them, to do those little favor bank tradings that can make relationships useful in helping you to achieve an objective at work or achieve an objective in your career. And when I ask women, you know, are you good at this? Are you good at, you know, like, I really need help on this. Can you help me position myself to be more X and I'll help you down the line? Women often say, well, I want people to know I really value them as friends, which, you know, to me betrays a concern that they're not going to be able to also really return the favor for other people. So I think a more win-win mindset there would be helpful.
So why do you think women do that? Are they afraid to cross the line? Because I guess, you know, as a guy, I see you can do both, right? You can have good relationships, and I guess the purpose of having good relationships is to see if you can help other people, and in turn, hopefully they'll help you.
Exactly, and I think that the reason women are often reluctant to do that is because women have run into many problems with people accusing them of daring to be ambitious. Mm-hmm. I worked with a very successful psychiatrist in New York. Most of her clients were top women at law firms or in financial services. And she said she rarely has a woman come into her room into her consulting room as a client who doesn't start off by telling her, I'm not really ambitious. And You know, if you're not, there's no way you cannot be ambitious and be a senior partner at one of America's top law firms. So women are shy of being accused of being ambitious. So I think they often will get overly invested in proving their sort of disinterested interest in people as relationships. And, you know, again, that's a behavior that can be helpful when you're starting out in your career or even in the middle part of your career. But as you seek to position yourself as a leader, that starts to get in your way.
I think one of the other habits that you mentioned in the book that was really interesting to me is that you talk about how women are reluctant to claim their achievements and they expect others to spontaneously notice them for their hard work. When I read this one, I said, well, that doesn't really happen in business.
Well, it certainly, you know, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And you know what? It happens even less than it used to because people are so busy and people are so engaged with their devices and their, you know, tools, digital tools of communication. And one of the things I learned this early on, I was working with an engineer out in Silicon Valley, and she said, you know, I've always seen myself as a great connector of people. And when I got my performance review, my boss said, you do a wonderful job, but you're not connected enough with people. And she said, I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach and that he didn't recognize that this is one of the things I was really good at. She said, it took me about 2 weeks to realize, how would he know? I'd never told him. He didn't monitor my email or check who was coming in and out of my office. So she started sending him an email once a week just saying, this week I was in touch with and listing a few names. And he came to her and said, that's very valuable information. It helps me know who our unit is connected with. And she said, you know, I'd felt he was going to think that, you know, I was showboating or bragging or, you know, talking all about myself and wasting his time. She said, quite the contrary. So I think thinking of ways to take action and make sure people know that the value you're contributing, rather than expecting they will just notice it, is one of the most valuable things women can do and one of the things I find women are often most reluctant to do.
We're talking with Sally Helgeson. She's the author of How Women Rise. Sally, why does this happen? Is it because the various, I guess for lack of a better word, gender roles, gender biases, how people are brought up in this world?
I think some of it goes to how people are brought up in this world, but I think some of it, you know, is also we are shaped by our experiences, and women often tend to have somewhat different experiences at work than men do. In their early careers, they can have a boss who's very skeptical that a woman can do the job in any case. They can have colleagues who aren't particularly welcoming or, you know, male colleagues who really aren't that interested in a woman succeeding. And I think these experiences stay with you even when you find a way around them, and they can inspire in you a certain reluctance to put yourself forward. You know, you may have gotten feedback, oh, she's seen as too assertive, too aggressive. So rather than finding a way to deal with that or ask somebody, you know, I understand that I'm perceived of as too aggressive. Would you note and let me know if you see anything concrete in my behavior? Do a reality check on that. But a lot of women will just take that to heart and then and they'll kind of back off and, again, expect that what they do will be noticed even when, you know, clearly the person they're trying to get to notice is either too busy or even off-site and has no way of knowing what they're contributing.
Well, Sally, the title of the book again is How Women Rise. Where can people get a copy of the book and learn more about the great work you're doing?
You can get a copy of How Women Rise basically everywhere, all online sellers, virtually every bookstore, and in a lot of airports. I've been traveling around the country doing events for the book, and I think out of 14 airports I've been in the last couple weeks, only two of them haven't had the book prominently featured.
Well, what's wrong with those airport stores?
Exactly.
Sally, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Barry.